السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that today is the 29th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. Tonight after Maghrib we should scan the sky. It is a 50-50 situation. Maybe the crescent is sighted and maybe not sighted. So let's wait and see what happens. If it is sighted, it will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir. And tonight, tomorrow will be the first. If it's not sighted, then Wednesday will be the first of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. In Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Aqsa al-Mubarak is confirmed. Tomorrow is the first, because today is already the 30th of Rabi'ul Awwal. So automatically tomorrow will be the first of Rabi'ul Akhir. Allah Jalla wa'ala have mercy on the Ummah and read the easy dua, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, as enshrined and mentioned in Abu Dawood. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, make this new month, the Islamic lunar calendar, a month of Khair, goodness, wa Rushdin and righteousness for us, our families, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. So may Almighty Allah make that what is Khair for us as well, Halan wa Ma'ad, for now and the future. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 118-119. This entire incident, if you want to read it in detail, go to Bukhari Sharif, Kitabul Maghazi, the chapter regarding the battles and the wars. 27 battles the Master Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bin Nafsi Nafis, his own Jasad Athar, he participated in 27 campaigns and battles against the enemy. And 50 Saraya, 50. Saraya means the Master alayhi salatu salam dispatched them. You go here, you go here. But he himself Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not participate. So we are discussing, remember, the Battle of Tabuk. And this was in the month of Rajab. It was the 9th year after the Hijrah. It was midsummer. So take all these circumstances into consideration. Midsummer, other side, the bumper crop and harvest of their dates. Third, a long time journey to go from there to Tabuk. I went by plane, it took 1.5 hours. And then the logistical issue, there was not enough means of conveyance for everybody. So all these issues, therefore Quran Kareem called it fi sa'atil usra. In that hour, in that time of difficulty, and in that time, remember, of poverty also, in the sense that not everybody could have his own means of conveyance, his own camel or donkey or horse or whatever means they used to use. So therefore, one group of Sahaba was slightly hesitant and then they participated. Not because Allah forbid, like the Munafiqeen. The Munafiqeen were outright liars and Allah Ta'ala exposed their lies. These were pakka, true, devoted, dedicated Sahaba. But these four factors, one, the heat, midsummer, 45, 50 degrees or more. Two, the distance. Three, they're looking at their bumper crops and harvest. And fourth one, the lack of means of conveyance. So these were multiple factors, but Allah gave them that strength and assistance and insight, foresight, they participated. And Allah said, He forgave them, those who were hesitant for a little while, one small group of them. But thereafter, there were three Sahaba. Write their names down. Make a note of it. So in Bukhari Sharif, you will find it. Remember under Kitabul Maghazi and the chapter of the battles and the wars and campaigns. In Muslim Sharif, you will find it under the chapter of Tawbah. Tawbah to Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Plenty hadith. When you read it, you will cry. So who are these three Sahaba? 100% Sahaba. And they said, we didn't go. Not because we had any excuse, we're speaking the truth. One, Ka'ab bin Malik, he was the youngest of them, radiallahu anh. Second one was Hilal bin Umayyah, and he was old also. And third one was Murara bin Rabi, radiallahu anhu majma'in. So these three Sahaba, they said tomorrow, 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 and then they never participated. They had no valid excuse. They had the means, and it was farz and wajib for them to participate. Because the Master, alayhi salatu salam, announced that every male who is able, capable, must participate. So they fulfilled that criteria and they had to participate. Now the Master, alayhi salatu salam, returning from the journey, so they went one by one, made salam with the Master, alayhi salatu salam, and said that, you know what, we don't want to do that what the munafiqeen and hypocrites did, that they lied and so forth. We're telling you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi salam, the truth. So the Master, alayhi salatu salam, replied to them, but you could see the Master, alayhi salam, was displeased with them. And why did you not participate? Now, we leave this matter to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, as enshrined in the Noble Quran. We see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala said regarding certain people, وَآخَرُونَ أَتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَتُوا أَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. And then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala also said that those people who have mixed their good deeds with some sins and so forth, but Allah will forgive them. Yet another place Allah Ta'ala said, وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. This word murjona, and there were others whose matter was postponed. Murjona means to postpone. إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَإِمَّا يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Either Allah punishes them or Allah accepts their tawbah. Chapter number 9, verses 102. Chapter number 9, verse 106. So now this is the whole lesson here. Regarding these three Sahaba who lagged behind, stayed behind, and they had no valid excuse. But the excuse was these form factors, but that was not a valid excuse. So Almighty Allah says, so now the ibarat, the text will be, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. Chapter 9, verse 118. So that wow there will be ataf and will be in conjunction with the one on top. Read there on top. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُعَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْأُسْرَةِ. So then Allah forgave these people as well after some time. I'll give you the details now. So وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ, and Allah Ta'ala accepted the tawbah and repentance of those people خُلِّفُوا, whose matter was postponed. Because Almighty Allah Himself said, إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَإِمَّا يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Either Allah will punish them or either Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. Lo and behold, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard their excuses. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam told the Sahaba that these three people, Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu an, Hilal bin Umayyah, Murara bin Rabi radiallahu an, you all must make muqata'a, social boycott. الحب لله والبغض لله. Our Islam teaches us to love for the sake of Allah and to hate and despise for the sake of Almighty Allah. So all of you must cut off. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The greatest worry, Ka'b bin Malik says, my two companions were sitting at home and crying most of the time. But I was moving around, I was a young man. I went to my best friends and made salam, they would just turn away. I went to the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and made salam loudly. And the master alayhi salatu salam would turn away his chehra anwar, his wajah anwar. That would break me to pieces. What will happen if the master alayhi salatu salam's demise takes place? What will happen to us? So this was the test and the trial you go through in life. So 40 days passed. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told their wives, all three of them, you must separate from your husband. Meaning that no more intercourse and conjugal rights, no more salam kalam and so forth and so on. 40 days muqata'ah, that is social boycott with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the master, peace be upon him, and sahaba. And then after the 40th day, this also, now your wives also. Now the test is increasing. Now they're wondering what else is going to happen to us. Lo and behold, after 50 days, 50, the bushra, the bisharat, the glad tidings came. Allah Jalla Wala has accepted your tawbah. Why? Because you were devoted, dedicated. You were sadiqeen, that you were not like the munafiqeen and kazibeen, the hypocrites who are the liars and so forth. So remember, people who are liars, they think they will get away. But sooner or later, everything will get exposed. The apartheid terrorist regime of Israel, they never dreamt that all these things will happen to them. And Allah Ta'ala is showing us He can decimate, annihilate them in a split second. Whether with America, without America, our apartheid government in South Africa, when everything started coming out, they started singing like a canary. So that is the system of Allah. Lies will be good, good meaning inverted commas, for a little while according to your assumption and your thinking. But then it will lead to disgrace and humiliation. Therefore, truthfulness. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith authentic in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Ayatul Munafiqi Salat, Ayatul Munafiqi Arba. The signs of hypocrite are three, and another hadith four. Iza haddatha kadhab, when they speak lies. Wa iza wa'ada akhlaf, when they promise, they got no intention to honor it and fulfill it. And third one, وَإِذَاعْتُ مِنَ خَانْ, they make khiyanat in amanat. We think that khiyanat in amanat, committing breaches of trust, is what? I gave you money, jewelry, Kruger coins and valuables. When I came back from Umrah, Hajj, overseas trip to China, Hong Kong, wherever, and I told you, please return that, you asked me what you're talking about. There were no witnesses. There's no documentary evidence. So that is khiyanat in amanat, committing breach of trust. But the place where we are working and we don't work properly, we come late, we go early, that is khiyanat. We use the phones and we use the email and the internet, all that for our personal use, all that is khiyanat. In salat, we commit khiyanat. How? We don't make ruku, sujood properly. You see today how people rush. Even the imam, some of them, they don't make taraweeh and salat. They make farari. Just rush through it. So that is khiyanat, remember that. And the alim in the Arab world made a beautiful statement, kullu khutbatin, that la tuzkar fiha al-ghazza, fahuwa khain. O you imams, O you ulama, every lecture you give and you don't speak about Gaza, you are a khain, you're a traitor and you're a treacherous person. You see, we agree with him. Nuwafiquhu fi hadhihi al-qadhiyah. So we should understand. But these were sahaba, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved students and companions. Wa ala thalathati alladhina khulifu. Allah forgave those three whose matter was postponed and delayed. But in that 40 days, then 50 days, 10 days separation from the wife and family and so forth. So what was their condition? Allah describes it. Hatta, so much so. إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ, The world for them had become so narrow and constrained, bima rahubat, notwithstanding its spaciousness. How big and wide is the world, wa ardullahi wasi'a. But for them, Madina Munawwara, nobody want to speak to them, nobody want to make salam to them, nobody want to respond to them. The Master, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would just turn away. Thus you call Al-Hubbulillah wal-Bughzulillah. Why did you not listen to me, my direct command? And now you need to be taught the lesson as well. So that is what you call the Islah and the Reformation and so forth and so on. So notwithstanding the land and the sand being so spacious, and they were getting invitation from the enemies, do this, munafiqeen and hypocrites. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. One side is the place you are, and it became narrow upon them, constrained upon them, their own life, their own persons. How can we enjoy the food? How can we enjoy the drinks? How can we enjoy going to our wives when our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of the best, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and Sahaba are not speaking to us. So now their lives became like a miserable one. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَظَنُّوا وَأَيْقَنُوا. And they were sure. ظَنُّوا don't mean think. وَظَنُّوا, you must know the text and the context. So it means they were 100% sure now. أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. That there is no refuge for us. There is no one to help us except Almighty Allah. Let us turn more and more to Allah. Let us cry to Allah. Today the people in Palestine being bombarded, everything, the children, everybody. But they want to call Hamas terrorists when these haramis and swines and pigs and monkeys and donkeys, these are the words Quran uses for them. So we must have we must have compromise in those issues there. So they are the biggest terrorists, Israel, the haramis, and America, and so forth. So they knew we must turn more and more to Allah. The Palestinians now are turning more and more to Allah. Ya Allah, our Arab regimes have sold us out. Ya Allah, our Muslim countries have sold us out. Ya Allah, the PA, the Palestinian Authority of Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas have sold us out. You give us victory against all of them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And Allah will give them victory. Ajilan wa aw ajila. Sooner rather than later, remember that. Kam min fiyatin qalilatin ghalabat fiyatan kathiratan bi'iznillah. Today, day number 717. Which army, which country could stand all this? But this is Quwwat-e-Imani. This is the strength of the Iman. Allah will grant them victory. Cry to Allah for them. Thumma. After that 40 days, then the 50 days, then the wives who are not speaking, then the Bisharat came after 50 days. Bisharat Bushra, the glad tidings. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. Then Allah Jalla Wala accepted their tawbah and repentance. He says, when I went to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasallam told me, Ya Kaab, this is the best day in your life, that since the day waladatka ummuka ya Kaab, since the day your mother gave birth to you, this is the greatest and the best day in your life. Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned your story in the Quran. Subhanallah, a lesson for all of us. How we lie in our business, how the Hajj agents and Umrah agents lie, how we lie to our spouses and children. We are not honest people. Remember, therefore, if we were honest, then Allah Jalla Wala would change the status quo. You go to Pakistan, you go to Muslim countries, the way they lie, you must remember that. From the airport, they will lie. In front of the police, they will tell you 500 rupiah. You go 1 kilo, 2 kilos, they'll tell you saman nikalo, take out your goods, your luggage. Say, what's wrong? You say, you think I made them to take you for 500 rupees. You must pay me 1,000, 2,000 rupees. So imagine, I was in China, and that guy took me one place. So I gave him that 100, whatever it was. They showed 70, 80. He drew something, meaning that I supposed to go straight. And then I took the wrong turn, and I took a long cut. So you must pay me 50, just by sign language. So I told him that really appreciate, so 50 I owe you, the rest I give you hadiyah for as a gift for you because of your honesty. Now who the person will be attracted to the Chinese person who's a non-Muslim or the Muslim who's a big chore and a big liar? Who the person will be attracted to? We should think what we are doing. Instead of inviting people towards Islam, sometimes we chase them away from Islam because of our dishonesty and our manners and our character and our dealings and so forth and so on. Allah have mercy on us. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. So Almighty Allah accepted their tawbah. The Sahaba came and they saluted them, embraced them. All parties crying. Why? Not because of sadness, but because of joy. O Kab, O Murara, O Hilal, your tawbah is accepted. We loved you more now because Allah has mentioned you. See, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily Allah, who is Allah? هُوَ التَّوَّابُ. Tawwab is hyperbole, is mubalagha. Allah definitely, surely accepts the repentance. But the repentance must be sincere, not riyah and wasuma'ah, not to impress the eyes of people or the ears of people. Allah is tawwab. Therefore, Allah is telling us, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, Amirul Mu'mineen was asked, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah ya Amirul Mu'mineen, which ayat in the noble Quran inspired you the most? He said, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, Amirul Mu'mineen, his father Abu Talib, despised to Jahannam. So remember that, he, Sayyidina Ali said, chapter 39, verse 53, Ya عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم. Oh my beloved servants, who went beyond the limits, people will castigate you, criticize you, condemn you. But you go turn to Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever become disillusioned, despair in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Allah will forgive all the sins. Imagine that non-Muslim, every vice he committed, kufr, shirk, and nifaq, and whatever else you want to call. But the day he or she embraces Islam sincerely, they live with it Islam and die with it Islam. Quran Kareem says, chapter 8, verse 38, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدَ سَلَفْ. Their previous sins are forgiven. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ. When he or she embraces Islam, it expunges, erases the sins of the past. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالتَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So now, me and you must take lessons. So what Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, inculcate, imbue within yourself the quality of taqwa. 89 different places Allah has mentioned this phrase, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ala sabilil ikram wa takreem, to elevate our rank and status. Ittaqullah, fear Allah. How must we fear Allah? Allah shows us the methodology. قولوا قولا سديدا. Speak the truth. How must we inculcate taqwa, ya Allah? ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. See what you are sending forth for tomorrow, for the future, for your jannat. Allah is showing us different prescriptions. Here Allah says, آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. And associate with those who are truthful. صحبت صالي صالي كنن. صحبت طالي طالي كنن. Is in Farsi, when we go in the company of the pious, some piety will rub off onto us and the truthful ones. We go in the company of those who are vices and evil, then they'll take us towards evil. الصدق يهدي إلى البر. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, that the truthfulness will take you towards righteousness, and wa innal birra yahdi ila al-jannah, and thus piety will take you towards Jannah and paradise, and the opposite also will apply. So we should think about these verses here, and that is the rank of Sahaba. They committed mistakes, big mistakes and big sins and major sins, but Allah loved them so much, Allah forgave them. And then Allah gave all of them bishara and glad tidings. Chapter 57, verse number 10. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. All of you students, companions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will go to Jannah. That's a promise of all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. May Allah Jalla Wala grant us through love for Him, all Almighty Allah, for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Master Alayhi Salaam, and the Sahaba, all of them, and all the Awliyaullah. Ameen. Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.